Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa, ngā Tanahi Rato Goengwa. This is your Wātea News. A relative of a miner killed in the Pike River mine explosion says the families just wanted to be told the truth. The government yesterday launched the Working with Survivors Model Standards for Government Agencies, co-authored by the Stand with Pike Families Reference Group and Te Kawa Mātāho Public Service Commission. At Parliament for the launch, Anna Osborne said the then government left families clinging to hope for far too long.
There was an experienced miner who had actually said, you need to seal this mine or else it's going to blow again. John Key and the others didn't want us to hear that, so they allowed it to explode again, and that with that went any chance of being able to go in that mine and bringing our loved ones home.
The model standards offer a guide to supporting survivors in the immediate aftermath of a disaster, helping with the adjustment to the new normal and getting to the bottom of what happened, learning from it and promoting healing. Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson says her Miraka Krimi post stays up. Ms Davidson has been warned her social media endorsement of the Whittaker's Dairy Milk chocolate bar from the steps of Parliament is a breach of the Cabinet manual. She says she's always ready to highlight organisations promoting the use of te reo Māori.
You know, my father stood on the steps of Parliament 50 years ago to deliver the petition to make te reo Māori official on our own land, and I have for all my life continue to uphold and celebrate anyone who is upholding and affirming te reo Māori, and I will continue to.
Marama Davidson says while she used some strong language in her post, that was a response to the racist backlash Whittaker's has generated for its use of te reo Māori. Entrants in this year's Ahu Whenua Awards are showing today's Māori sheep and beef farmers have the resilience of their ancestors who developed the land a century ago. That's the view of Rito Tāpuke, who was one of the judges for the first round of the competition. Field days for the three finalists are going on now, with Gisborne's Wīpere Trust opening its gates tomorrow. Mr Tāpuke says it's been a tough 3 years since the last Ahu Whenua for the pastoral sector.
There have been weather bombs, we've obviously had COVID. The farming community is a very resilient community, and they've just sort of got on with what they have to do with whatever they've got. With grit and determination, they've been able to still supply the markets the necessary products the markets demand.
The other finalists are Ngāti Rangitihi's Ōnuku Māori Lands Trust on the shores of Lake Rotomahana and Here Here Tau Station near Wairoa. And that's your Wātea News.